USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he believes key U.S. interest rates can begin coming down sometime this year, but he just can't say when he thinks that will happen.
We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle. If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
His remarks came amidst prepared comments delivered on Capitol Hill Wednesday. He said the Fed wants to move inflation further down toward 2% before bringing interest rates down. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Trump is contesting a lower court's rejection of his immunity claim in a federal election interference case. Special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump is on hold pending the Supreme Court's decision on whether a former president can be prosecuted for actions during office. If the case proceeds, the trial might commence shortly before the November presidential election. Trump's campaign is notching a key Republican Party endorsement as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announces his support for Trump this week. He says it should come as no surprise.
We find the defendant, Ana Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. Actor Alec Baldwin was handling the gun at the time and continues to face legal backlash over his role. Meanwhile, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Houthi rebel pirate attacks in the Red Sea have claimed the lives of at least three commercial crew members while injuring several others this week. The Houthis reportedly launched airstrikes Wednesday, targeting a cargo ship with multinational crew aboard. Along with the three who were killed, four others were wounded, including three who were in critical condition after the attack. The TSA is testing a new self-service screening technology. This will be at Reed International Airport in Las Vegas. The setup reduces the number of TSA agents at security checkpoints and streamlines operations. Passengers interact with a virtual agent for assistance while officers remotely monitor X-ray machines. Automated conveyors handle luggage requiring further screening. Although the technology officially launches March 11th, officials caution it's still in the testing phase and not yet ready for nationwide passenger use. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second. Anyone flying first class or with status perks can get complimentary bags still. And President Biden delivers his State of the Union address from Capitol Hill. It'll air at 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.